Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
513 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thank you, Pensacola, for listening. We have another winner of the FSU Alabama football tickets.
Indeed, we do.
The outpouring was amazing. A lot of contestants, and we do this throughout the week, but here you go. Who was the winner on this thing?
Well, yes, with it being just about 5:15, it is time to announce today's winner. Our winner is, drumroll please, Don Brewster. Don Brewster is our winner of the Tuesday pair of tickets for Florida State, Alabama. Don, I hope you're listening. I have already reached out to you via email, so get back in touch with me whenever, and we can get you those tickets.
And this is the way it works. What you have to do is you have to sign in to News Radio Pensacola. That's our app.
Yes.
Go to the app. The page will flip up, and that is your absolute entry into the contest, isn't it? And you fill that out.
It gives you a pop-up, and it says, hey, do you want to do this? And you enter in your information, name, email, phone number, stuff like that. And that puts you into contestant pool, which the winner is randomly selected the minute that the contest closes every weekday at 5 p.m.
Once again, News Radio Pensacola. Very important that you spell that correctly.
Yeah, if you don't type that into the App Store or wherever you get your apps, it's not going to pop up.
Okay, 515, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Beside giving away tickets to FSU, has a look at the traffic and weather this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see what we got here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you. With just one pill, Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief so you can keep moving. Use as directed. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, got some backups that are pretty heavy at the intersections of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, as well as Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. Also got some issues on North Davis Highway traveling eastbound right as you're about to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. And then outside of Pensacola, got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Over the course of the next couple days, sunny, mostly clear. We're going to see the lows be pretty forgiving, sitting at around or just above 70 degrees. Come Friday and Saturday, the highs are going to get lower as well as we deal with some rainfall chances coming in.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Okay, the Florida Department of Transportation is demanding the city of Pensacola remove the Black Lives Matter mural that's over on North A Street within 2 weeks. The city also risks losing state transportation funding for failing to comply. FDOT directive requires the removal of any street art with social, political, or ideological messaging by September 4th. If the city does not comply, the mural will be removed by the state.
Number two.
And around half of the 4.7 million Floridians who receive health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace could lose coverage if enhanced premium tax credits expire. Businesses and advocacy groups are urging Congress to extend the credits, citing potential negative economic impacts. If the credits expire, some private insurance increases could run as high as 75%.
Number three.
Okay, boaters in the Gulf need to steer clear of an area off the Fort Walton Beach coastline this week as Eglin is conducting tests. Testing got underway today, by the way. I think it's running from like 11 a.m. to 4. The testing, by the way, is scheduled again tomorrow and then again on Thursday. All boats are required to stay clear of the active hazard area, which is approximately 30 nautical miles south of Fort Walton Beach and about 70 nautical miles south of Apalachicola Bay.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, firefighters responded to a house fire in the 4,000 block of Pine Forest Road early this morning. The call came in at around 2 a.m. Multiple units were called to the scene, and officials say the home had a long, narrow driveway, which made the hoses difficult to reach to the house from the end of the drive, so they had to request additional ones. The Bureau of Fire and Arson is investigating.
Boy, that must have been tough for those firefighters. Mm-hmm. Because the hoses just wouldn't reach the distance.
Right.
All right. Santa Rosa commissioners heard from leadership at Hurlburt Field on Monday. Commander Colonel Patrick Deering gave the commissioners a state of the base report where he said one big issue affecting the base is that traffic congestion along Highway 98. Here's a commander.
For Hurlburt Field, where our alert mission is measured in hours, we have had some cases where if something bad would have happened in the world during a particular event, I would have called General Conley and said, sir, the mission has failed because of a traffic jam. And I never want to call General Conley and say, sir, we couldn't go eliminate the target, or we couldn't save the good person, or we couldn't launch on time because of the traffic jam on Highway 98.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, millions are signing an online petition asking Florida Governor DeSantis to give an illegal immigrant from India accused of killing three people in a trucking accident in Florida, you know the one I'm talking about here, a reasonable sentence. They're actually begging the court system. Marianne Rafferty has the story from South Florida.
The 2.5 million plus people that have signed that online petition are calling for leniency, something officials in Florida say they have a hard time taking seriously. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says he plans to put Harjinder Singh, the illegal alien from India, facing 6 felony charges behind bars for a long time, to send a message to illegal aliens that if they break the law, they will do time. Florida Agricultural Commissioner Wilton Simpson announced that drivers will now be asked about their immigration status when they pull into a weigh station. The state also plans to create more pullover lanes on highways in an effort to catch more illegal immigrants driving commercial vehicles.
And Governor Ron DeSantis opened to another debate with California Governor Gavin Newsom. DeSantis was on a Sean Hannity show on Fox News last night, and Hannity previously hosted a debate between the two, and Hannity asked DeSantis if he'd be up for a rematch. DeSantis said it'd be fun, but he doubts Newsom would be interested. 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, just like we do this time every hour, every afternoon, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
At different times in our lives, we all have problems. Health problems, financial problems, relationship problems. But at no point are any of these problems our biggest problem. The biggest problem facing mankind is the sin problem. When Jesus came to the earth, he didn't solve everyone's health troubles, although he did help a few. He didn't solve everyone's financial trouble, although he did provide food for some. He didn't solve everyone's relationship problems, although a few were helped in that way. But when Jesus came to the earth, he did solve the problem of sin for everyone. He died a substitutionary death in your place and in mine. All we have to do is call upon him for salvation. Jesus is the greatest problem solver in human history.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janie King, the King of Clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannieKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in this Thursday at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Seminole fans. Your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
Ein Virtuose war ein Rocky-Doll und alle suchten noch harte Cup and Rock me up my dick.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
President Trump says there could be a price to pay for Russia if President Vladimir Putin doesn't meet soon with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. Peter Ducey up there at the White House has this report for News Radio 92.3.
There are still three Putin punishments President Trump is considering if he does not wind down the war in Ukraine fast. He could add new sanctions, he could add new tariffs, or he could do nothing and just say, this is your fight.
There might be very big consequences because this is something that has to end. This war would have never taken place, and for 4 years it didn't take place. But if I were president, this war would have never taken place.
Officials here are telling us the president's preference right now is for Putin and Zelensky to meet alone somewhere in the world without Trump there, then go home to their respective capitals before meeting back up a second time with Trump present, ideally as a peacemaker.
All right, we'll just call it a good market day today. Yeah, stocks ending up. Hillary Barsky's in, has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks gaining steam in the final half hour of trading and finishing higher as investors assess President Trump's bid to remove Fed Governor Lisa Cook and his fresh threat to impose digital tax-related tariffs. Investors are also bracing for NVIDIA's earnings after the closing bell on Wednesday. Expectations for its results are very high, with the company's stock up almost 34% so far this year and rising over 1% today. The Dow winners, Boeing, American Express, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow rising 136 points, the Nasdaq higher by 95, S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525 News Radio 92.3. Look at that man, Austin Price, ready to go with the traffic and local weather. Hell, looking pretty good until I said look over your left shoulder, isn't it?
Yeah, you kind of killed my vibe here. I was.
We're talking about the transition traffic from the 110, northbound,
right,
over to the transition road over to Davis, seeing some backups over there.
Yeah, that's not really much of a surprise. Davis kind of gives us some issues in that area. Speaking of spots that are giving us issues, and speaking of Davis in particular, if you are traveling eastbound, right as you're about to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance, that light's still giving us some trouble. Got a lot of backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. No accidents there either. It's just a rowdy spot. Last major area is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 88 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear, with some more forgiving highs until we get into Friday and Saturday. Rainfall chances will come in.
Okay, let's just say dust in Nevada, wildfires in California. Wildfire out in California. Specifically, it's in the wine country this time, a little bit north. Really exploding in size today, sparking hundreds of evacuations. Kristen Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
More than 2,000 firefighters from across California are battling the Picket Fire in Napa County in steep, challenging terrain. The flames igniting Thursday amid a heat wave growing more than 1,000 acres in 24 hours, ripping through more than 6,800 acres with 13% containment.
The fire is working its way out of the higher elevation, out of the hills, basically down into the flats near some of the vineyards.
CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Captain Robert Foxworthy speaking with Fox's KTVU News in the Bay Area. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District issuing an air quality advisory, noting smoke may cause unhealthy air in parts of Napa, Sonoma, and Solano counties through today. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And false active shooting reports popping up at universities all across the nation. Active shooter alerts have been sent out to students at schools like Arkansas, Colorado at Boulder, Iowa State, Kansas State, you name it. Police have said most cases were hoaxes that saw someone use a temporary phone number and apps to mask their voice to cause panic.
528 News Radio 92.3, about 2 weeks into the federal police takeover in Washington, D.C., the Trump administration is considering implementing similar measures in Chicago to further its crime crackdown. Mike Tobin, he's in the Windy City this afternoon, files his report on News Radio 92.3.
I've been speaking with the public affairs directors for the Illinois National Guard, and they still haven't been contacted. All of this remains at the political echelon, and while it's at the political echelon, it's getting very personal with the president and Illinois' governor. Now, Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson wants to argue that violent crime is down in Chicago, and he is right. Murder, shootings, vehicle theft, all down around 30%. But down from a dramatic high. The homicide rate in Chicago is still triple to the rate in Los Angeles, quadruple New York. Now, there are organizations like Chicago Flips Red, with women who live in the rough parts of town, who say they welcome any force that could deliver peace to the streets that have been troubled for such a long time.
And fewer Gen Zers in America inclined to describe themselves as quote-unquote thriving. The annual Voices of Gen Z surveyed participants aged 13 to 28 and found that 45% described themselves as thriving, marking a drop from the 49% who considered themselves that in 2024 and 47% who said the same in the 2023 study.
Probably during your lunch hour today, your phones blew up with this announcement. Travis Kelce has finally popped the question to Taylor Swift. And of course she said yes.
Oh my God.
Did you think differently? Jonathan Hunt has the details.
Taylor herself said in the Instagram post, heard around the world, your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. Clearly, the pop superstar has decided Travis Kelce is a lot more than Mr. Perfectly Fine. We don't know if Travis, in proposing, said, you belong with me, or it's a love story, baby, just say yes, or even I want to be your end game. We do know from Taylor's Instagram post that Kelce got down on one knee for the proposal, and we know there was no need for Taylor to say, I'd marry you with paper rings, given that the engagement ring Travis popped on her finger is even more impressive than his three Super Bowl rings and likely a whole lot more expensive.
Okay, probably worth more than a lot of country's national financial figures. Hey, this is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump facing scrutiny for his federal takeover of Washington, D.C. police in an effort, he says, that's centered around cracking down on crime. He claims Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker has praised crime easing in Chicago, but he calls the president a dictator.
Most people say, if you call him a dictator, if he stops crime, he can be whatever he wants. I'm not a dictator, by the way.
The president has floated the idea of taking his federal takeover to other Democrat cities like Chicago. Small Business Administrator Kelly Loeffler announcing she's sending letters to financial institutions urging them to take back customers. The Trump administration claims were debanked because of political beliefs. She was on Fox Business, says banks discriminated against Christians and pro-Second Amendment conservatives.
Pro-life or Christian nonprofits starting. They wouldn't let those nonprofits start in their banks because they disagreed with them.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Browns have traded Kenny Pickett to the Raiders, so as we enter this season, Cleveland will have Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders on the roster. And I guess if Deshaun Watson ever becomes healthy, he could maybe get one last shot, too. As for now, I think the Browns will start three quarterbacks at some point this season. Joe Flacco will keep the job up until Week 7 when Dylan takes the baton up against the Dolphins, and then he'll keep that job until Shador takes over on December 7th against Tennessee to quarterback the Browns for the rest of the regular season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of select Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil in-store or online.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications.
Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3, coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
The news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
All righty, kicking things off here with the Florida Department of Transportation. It's demanding the city of Pensacola remove the Black Lives Matter mural on North A Street within 2 weeks. The city also risks losing state transportation funding for failing to comply. The FDOT directive requires the removal of any street art with social, political, or ideological messages by September 4th. If the city does not comply, the mural will be removed by the state.
Number two.
Okay, about half of the 4.7 million Floridians who receive health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace could lose coverage if enhanced premium tax credits expire. Businesses and advocacy groups are urging Congress to extend those credits, citing potential negative economic impact. Well, if the credits do expire, some private insurance increases could run as high as 75% if those credits vanish.
Number three.
And boaters in the Gulf need to steer clear of an area off the Fort Walton Beach coast this week as Eglin conducts tests. Testing got underway today with testing scheduled again for tomorrow and Thursday. All boats are required to stay clear of the active hazard area, which is approximately 30 nautical miles south of Fort Walton Beach and about 70 nautical miles south of Apalachicola.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Two cantonment residents are charged with multiple counts of child neglect after an investigation into their living conditions. 24-year-old Hannah Marie Nichols and 25-year-old Matthew Daniel Glover were arrested. Sheriff Chip Simmons described the scene.
We went to the house. We observed just some deplorable conditions that children are living in. I think it was described as disarray and filthy diapers, invisible urine and feces scattered on the floor.
Well, Nichols is being held on a $30,000 bond, while Glover's bond is set at $18,000 with an outstanding warrant from Santa Rosa County.
And Santa Rosa County commissioners heard from leadership at Hurlburt Field yesterday. Commander Colonel Patrick Deerig gave the commissioners a state of the base report where he said one big issue affecting the base is the traffic congestion on Highway 98, which he says is not just a convenience issue but a military readiness issue. He also discussed some past incidents where traffic jams have hindered deployment capabilities and discussed the need for affordable housing and child care for military families.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
There it is.
Got him in the second tonight, the Wings. Guys, he's game speaking.
The 45-year-old, two-time U.S. Open champ, Venus Williams, has just taken the second set from the 11th seed.
The oldest player at the U.S. Open in 44 years, 45-year-old Venus Williams, delighted the crowd at Arthur Ashe Stadium at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center Monday night. On ESPN, Venus's first Grand Slam appearance since the 2023 U.S. Open. The two-time champ at Flushing Meadows won the middle set against Carolina Mahova, but lost the match in three.
My goal is to do what I want to do. So I wanted to be here this summer. I'm so grateful for all the folks who gave me a wild card. You know, they could have said, hey, listen, you've been gone too long. You haven't won a lot of matches in the last few years.
The voice of Venus Williams, who became the oldest competitor at the U.S. Open since Renee Richards was 47 at the 1981 Open.
Another 3-2. Fly ball driven. Way back there. Left field. Take cover. Number 50. Midway of the second deck. History marches on. For the first time ever, a catcher has hit 50.
On Root Sports Northwest, the Mariners beat the Padres 9-6, got within a game and a half of the AL West leading Astros. Cal Raleigh joined Mickey Mantle as the only switch hitters in MLB history with 50 home runs in a season. Raleigh the first with at least 20 from each side of the plate. The Mariners beat the Padres. The Dodgers shut out the Reds 7-0. Los Angeles one game in front of San Diego atop the NL West. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, I wanted to be sure to give you some details on this. The schedule for the 2026 MLB season is out now. The season will get underway with the Giants hosting the Yankees on March 25th in a standalone opening night matchup. Traditional opening day will see a 14-game slate on March 26th. That is the earliest in MLB history. The All-Star game will be played July 14th in Philly, and the season will end on September 27th.
Trey, $14 million Hendrickson. We'll be returning to practice.
That's a name.
Yes, I thought I'd just beef it up a little bit. Trey Hendrickson, without the $14 million, but he's going to get it anyway, will be returning to practice for the Cincinnati Bengals. A lot of bucks here. Joe Morgan explains.
The drama is over in Cincinnati. The Bengals have agreed to a revised contract with four-time Pro Bowl pass rusher Trey Hendrickson, ending his hold-in. Hendrickson will reportedly receive a $14 million raise this season, increasing his salary to $30 million, and he will become an unrestricted free agent after the year. Hendrickson, who led the NFL last season with 17.5 sacks, missed the first 7 days and five practices of training camp and accumulated $350,000 in fines. The Bengals open the season on September 7th on the road against the Cleveland Browns. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, there might be a connection between popular weight loss drugs and a reduced cancer risk. A study published in the JAMA, or JAMA, Oncology over the use of GLP-1 drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy showed the risk for overall cancer dropped 17%. In fact, the risk of some cancers dropped even higher, with ovarian cancer going down 47%. Researchers made clear that the study does not distinguish if the reduced risk was due to the drug or the actual weight loss. That's an interesting question.
Okay, there's a whole lot of shaking going on in California. California high school girls volleyball teams have been forfeiting games against transgender athlete A.B. Hernandez. Matt Flynn out in Los Angeles today with the story.
At least three competing volleyball teams forfeited games because the opposing teams consider competing against a biological male unfair. Now, at a heated school board meeting, Hernandez's own mother alleged the opposite school board is harming her transgender child. At this same meeting, another mother says the team that canceled their game warned it was coming. Now, President Trump is threatening to pull funding to teams that allow transgender athletes. California's law requires that transgender athletes be allowed to compete according to the gender they identify with.
And according to the CDC, 49% of us had a lofty goal of losing 20 pounds before summer arrived. At 1 to 2 pounds a week, that plan takes up to 10 weeks. If you didn't reach your goal, the CDC says all isn't lost. The agency says you could turn your summer plan into a holiday one. Health experts say cold weather makes your body work harder, which makes weight loss easier. But you'll have to think twice before indulging into a second helping of Thanksgiving, green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, and apple pie.
Okay, singer-songwriter Randy Travis. I like Randy Travis. I'll be very transparent with you here. He's still alive after his wife defied medical advice. Way to go. Michelle Polino has this story.
Randy Travis's wife says she never believed her husband would die from his massive stroke, even though that's what the doctors were saying. In an interview with Fox News Digital, Mary Travis recalled the moment she refused to give up, despite doctors urging her to pull the plug.
That was the moment that I knew that Randy Travis was going to make it, because he squeezed my hand and a tear went down his face. And I said, he's still fighting.
Mary told doctors she wouldn't let him go. And more than a decade later, Travis is still defying the odds. Since his 2013 stroke, he has used artificial intelligence to bring his voice back to life. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, it was mentioned to you, our staff here are excellent runners. They like to run early in the morning, and these cool temperatures setting them off. They're very excited about that. Well, it is 5:45. The reason I'm setting this up here, because Austin Price, over to my right here, is ready to tell you about this wonderful weather and traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, it's just stupendous, Chris. This is typically the time where we do see traffic issues lessen. We still got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Let's see. Outside of that, your worst looking spot's probably going to be maybe some issues on Davis if you're continuing up towards UWF. Right as you are merging with Scenic Highway, we do have some backups there right in front of UWF's main entrance, so be on the lookout for that. But once again, that has lessened. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 77 tonight. That's how Wednesday and Thursday are going to go for the most part. Friday and Saturday, the highs are going to drop even lower because of some rainfall chances.
It seems as though cooler weather's painting a nice picture across the U.S. Yeah, most states today did have cooler temperatures. Adam Klotz has a look at your Fox weather forecast.
Big weather story across the country continues to be the dramatic cool down from the plains to the Midwest and the Great Lakes. Temperatures are running 15 to 20 degrees below average. Highs topping off only in the 60s and 70s today from Minneapolis through Chicago and into Detroit. It's some of the coolest temperatures we've seen in months. That crisp air spreads east by tomorrow, but for today, the Northeast hangs on to some summer-like heat. From New York, Boston, and Philly, temperatures will be closer to 80 degrees. In the desert southwest, monsoonal rains are drenching Arizona, New Mexico, and parts of Nevada. Flash flooding is the main concern. Meanwhile, the south is staying steamy. 90s from Dallas to Atlanta and Texas again sees heat indices above 100 degrees. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump agreed to a 10% stake in Intel. We have told you about this recently. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the president made the deal because Joe Biden originally gave Intel, I want you to listen to this closely, Biden gave Intel $11 billion. And the President Trump, he's saying, I want it back.
The Biden administration gave Intel $11 billion in exchange for nothing, nothing. So Donald Trump comes in and says, whoa, why don't you give us $11 billion of your equity? At least America gets the benefit of the bargain. I mean, doesn't that make sense?
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Traders looked past President Trump's unprecedented firing of a Federal Reserve governor. The market index is rising modestly to recoup a portion of yesterday's losses. The S&P 500 rose 26 points and the Dow Industrials added 135. Regarding that potential firing, an attorney for Lisa Cook said the ouster will be challenged in court. After today's market close, MongoDB recorded quarterly results that blew past expectations, sending shares of the database software company soaring 28% in extended trading. If you're a fan of Dairy Queen, listen up. A new deal for DQ Rewards members will allow those customers to purchase a small Blizzard, the popular frozen dessert, for 85 cents with any purchase via the DQ app between September 8th and 21st. It's a repeat of the deal it offered last spring in connection with the chain's 85th birthday. Dairy Queen also unveiled its fall treat collection that includes some new desserts plus the return of the pumpkin pie Blizzard. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Starbucks, we're talking about coffees here earlier, is making a lot of changes, but not when it comes to the pumpkin spice latte, which returned today. This is a crowd favorite. It's a good drink. I guess the price range between $5 and $7 or $8.
It's anywhere from $5 to $8, sure.
All right, here's Jenny Casola with more.
Pumpkin Spice Latte is back in coffee shops. It is Starbucks' most popular seasonal beverage, now imitated by many other chains. The drink features cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and allspice. There's also a pumpkin cream cold brew and iced pumpkin cream chai. Starbucks is promoting the fact that beverages are made with real pumpkins from Washington State. Starbucks CEO Brian Nichols says his goal is to bring back Starbucks customers with updated cafes, technology, and barista training. The company is also giving North American corporate employees and retail managers a 2% raise this year. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Yeah, Chris, you mentioned that they don't plan to change much to it, and they shouldn't. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, and Lord knows that isn't broke.
Well, they changed their uniforms, and I think the new ones look nice.
And we saw how that went. Yeah. That was controversial for whatever reason.
It is doing very well.
And the Powerball jackpot rolling over again with no grand prize winner on Monday night. The jackpot jumps to a staggering $815 million. The next drawing takes place tomorrow with the cash option just shy of $368 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of bucks going out. It's drawing 10 o'clock. So play wisely. Good luck on that. Jillian Michaels is blasting Netflix's Biggest Loser documentary. Yeah, she's saying, hey, wait a minute. Things aren't as way they appear. Michelle Polino has the report.
Jillian Michaels is hitting back at Netflix over its new Biggest Loser documentary. The three-part series, which she didn't participate in, paints her as harsh, pushing contestants with caffeine pills and extreme tactics. In an interview with Fox News Digital, Michael said she's considering legal action.
Zero regrets about not doing it because I would have simply lent credibility to something that is an egregious lie.
She admits mistakes were made on the show, but argues many decisions were out of her hands. The trainer added her focus now is taking on bigger Goliaths like big food, big pharma, and big insurance. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, boy, she's doing exercises for years now, decades.
Yeah.
I know, probably 3 decades or so. License plate camera company announcing its paused operations with federal agencies. Lisa LaSera has more on the story on News Radio 92.3.
Flock Safety, whose cameras are used in more than 4,000 cities and towns, put a hold on pilot programs with Customs and Border Protection and Homeland Security investigations. Its cameras capture billions of license plate photos each month, but the company doesn't own that data. It's owned by local law enforcement, which then handles inquiries from other law enforcement agencies. Illinois' Secretary of State was among those who raised concerns, saying an audit found CBP had access data in the state, though he didn't say the agency was seeking immigration-related information. A law passed in Illinois in 2023 bars sharing license plate data with police investigating out-of-state abortions or undocumented migrants. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines, and, of course, one final check of the roads and weather for you as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor?
Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Roll your hands in palaces. I love it when you smile. I love it when you sing, 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 sing.
5:55, News Radio 92.3. There you go. Austin Price.
Andrew McKay's got an interesting taste in music.
Spinning that, whatever. This afternoon, also.
These are McKay tunes.
Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. You are on.
Yeah, I'm on the money right now. Let's see. Luckily, very happy to report this. The roads are looking very good right now. If you're dealing with backups, they shouldn't hold you up for much longer. That's typically how it goes this time every afternoon/evening. As for your weather, sitting at around 88 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. And for Wednesday and Thursday, it's going to be sunny, mostly clear, just like today was. Temperatures very similar. But once we get into Friday and Saturday, we're actually going to see the highs drop all the way down to the mid-80s because of some rainfall chances coming in.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, convicted ex-U.S. Senator Bob Menendez expressed regret from behind bars for blaming his wife for the crime that landed him in prison.
Wow.
Yeah, I think there could be a guilt trip going on here. Grinnell Scott has more for us.
Bob Menendez wrote a letter to Judge Sidney Stein, who sentenced him to prison and will sentence Menendez's wife, Nadine, on corruption charges next month, of his regret for not going over his defense attorney's words, implying Nadine Menendez was to blame for cash and gold bars found in their New Jersey home. He further said in the letter, sending her to prison ignores the trauma she suffered because of their case. The sentiment echoed her lawyer's claims to the judge that Nadine Menendez is not her husband or her co-defendants. They suggest a sentence of 1 year and 1 day when it's handed down September 11th. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now, you know, sometimes, Chris, when we are talking about stuff that is relevant today as far as pop culture, you know, you'll hear a name and it's like a rapper or something, and I'll recognize it, but you won't. Well, this is a rare instance where we're talking about somebody nowadays and you and I know nothing about them. K-pop Demon Hunters. We've been hearing about this a lot. It is now Netflix's most watched movie ever. The animated film has racked up 236 million views since it premiered back in June. That broke the previous record set by the Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot action comedy Red Notice with 230.9 million. K-pop Demon Hunters was also a hit at the box office this past weekend, raking in $18 million for special sing-along screenings. And on the music charts, the song Golden has spent 2 non-consecutive weeks at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
I stand corrected.
Clearly, we're out of touch.
I stand corrected. I was thinking, well, those demos had to be like 18 to 24, 12, 24, something like that. Anyway, they're making the bucks.
Yes.
Congratulations on that. Major Hollywood star joining the lead cast of Yellowstone. Michelle Polino's in with more.
Annette Bening is heading to the Yellowstone universe. The Oscar-nominated star joins Paramount Plus's upcoming spinoff, The Dutton Ranch, alongside Kelly Riley as Beth, Cole Hauser as Riff, and Finn Little as Carter. Bening will play Beulah Jackson, a powerful and cunning Texas rancher who becomes a major force in their story. The series picks up with Beth and Rip on their 7,000 acres, fighting to survive, protect their land, and raise Carter into the man he's meant to be. The show is set in the same present-day timeline as the original Yellowstone, making it the closest spinoff yet to the flagship series. Other Yellowstone spinoffs on the way include The Madison, starring Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Austin, it was very interesting today. Midday, the phone started blowing up about the big announcement. You know, you have your news cycles and all your different ones coming up on.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't about the world's problems. It wasn't about the financial problems. It was about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce announcing their engagement. Mm. Blew the phones up. Jonathan Hunt has more.
It's the news the world needs right now. They are apparently ready for it. So as Taylor herself said in the Instagram post, heard around the world, your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. Clearly, the pop superstar has decided Travis Kelce is a lot more than Mr. Perfectly Fine. We don't know if Travis, in proposing, said, you belong with me, or it's a love story, baby, just say yes, or even I want to be your endgame. We do know from Taylor's Instagram post that Kelce got down on one knee for the proposal, and we know there was no need for Taylor to say, I'd marry you with paper rings, given that the engagement ring Travis popped on her finger is even more impressive than his three Super Bowl rings and likely a whole lot more expensive.
Bigger than the GDP of many third world nations. Hey, thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.